Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh my god! What the hell? Did you hear that? Oh my god!
Wait, hold on. I'm going to do my.
No, they're not sensitive.
Hi everybody, welcome to Remedial Radio. We're here today with Sean Kerwin, the guitarist from Path of Victory. I'm Lynn Gannon.
I'm Matt. How's it going?
That's when you say your name.
I'm Sean.
Wonderful. We have a special guest here, Marty. He doesn't really do anything, he's just sitting
here. Yeah, Marty's here.
I'm sitting in. I'm going to say stuff sometimes.
Yeah, see? Works perfectly.
Cool.
We do have...
Do we get paid yet?
Paid what?
Community radio.
You gave me a drink.
Yeah, can I give you another one yet?
Yeah, if you want.
Alright, so tell us a little bit about the band, I guess.
Alright, well, it started back in 2007. It was a punk hardcore thing, and we were called The Brawl back then, and that lasted about a year and a half, and then some members from that, including myself, formed like Path of Victory. It was like about four of us, and yeah, we didn't have any gigs or anything lined up, so we just recorded a whole bunch of times throughout like 2 years, and then just kind of nothing really happened. And then
how long were you with The Brawl before you went to Path of Victory?
That was like a year basically.
Yeah.
I joined up.
Was there any particular reason that you like stopped The Brawl? You wanted to go in a different direction for music, or someone banged someone's wife? Or...
It was basically the guitarist. His name was Nicky Blood, and
calling names out.
Yeah, talking shit.
Tell us about Nicky Blood. Was his name really Nicky Blood, or was that
he called himself Nicky Blood? He even had the tattoo.
Oh,
sorry.
Really?
Tattoo of like of guns and like
in the Thug Life area.
Yeah, Thug Life area.
And, I wouldn't want to be in a band like with that guy.
He
like
was
that
a big
anyway.
Character. I loved him, but band members had a bit of beef with him, and they, I think they voted him out. And
was that awkward?
Good guitarist.
Yeah.
Wait, how was the?
Oh.
Were you there for the process of kicking him out?
I wasn't, but I was there for the vote, and it was kind of unanimous, I guess. So I just had to say yes.
No, you just went along with the crowd.
Yeah. I was young, and I was like impressionable, so
didn't
I was just like,
how was it?
Yeah.
You don't want to be the outside guy.
How was it the next time you saw him?
I saw him like probably a year or two later, and he was all right.
But still mates, or
no? Nah, don't
talk to him.
I think he's got kids now.
If you're listening to this, Sean says, "Fuck you, Nicky."
No, he's all right. Don't stab me, Nick.
Sorry, Thug Life. So Path of Victory, and where you said you had no gigs for a while, did you?
Yeah, we didn't have any shows or anything. We just wanted to record, so we recorded with a guitarist from a band called Silent Fiction. They were the big post-hardcore local band going around at the time. And
how'd you get in contact with them?
Oh, we just knew them from just playing shows, and used to work at the kebab shop with him. And,
Yeah.
You play many shows with The Brawl?
We did actually. We played about, I don't know, 10 shows with The Brawl.
Yeah, right.
And that was cool. And we actually got kind of well known just from that. We didn't even have Facebook back then.
I remember getting one of your EPs.
Stage
going, oh, who are these guys?
It's one of these coasters, actually.
Yeah. I don't know how I got this EP or where it came from, but
yeah. It's so
I've got
funny.
It.
But yeah, that didn't last long. Excuse and then basically the vocalist and the bass player teamed up and created Path of Victory around me, and I just played the guitar.
Around you.
The bass
around you, like they based it around you, or they just kind of made it and you're like, you're in it now?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm in it. Like, yeah. Okay.
And you then, sit in the middle and watch.
And the bass player turned into the new vocalist, and the the old vocalist turned into the guitarist. It didn't work out very well for the old vocalist. He wasn't keeping up with me, and I think he lost interest. And but anyway, we recorded something, and we weren't too happy with it, but we're like, eh, whatever. And, but yeah, so nothing happened again. We like did nothing for a year, and then I think it was 2011 or 2010. We did a demo up in Sydney.
Where'd you do that at?
Oh man, if I know it. I can always forget it. Freefall Studios.
That's not the EP that we've
heard. Freefall.
Yeah,
yeah, I've played there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We did a live session there.
Yeah,
nice studios.
What's the guy's name again?
Jesus Christ. I follow him on Instagram and everything. I don't know.
It's weird, eh? Always forget his name.
That's not the EP that we've heard though.
No. He drummed for us in house.
Huh?
Yeah, well, our drummer didn't show up. So he's like, oh, well, I'll do it. I know the song. Sure, Italian looking bloke. Thick eyebrows.
Antonio.
Yeah. That's him. Yeah, yeah. That's him.
Yeah, he was really good recording us. And,
no wonder he looks Italian. He's definitely Italian.
But yeah, that was great recording with him. And but once again, nothing happened with it. We didn't have any shows or anything.
Did you release that?
Nah.
No?
We just kept it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And basically, me and the bass player... Oh, we got a new bass player in by that point, Liam Miller. He's in the band now.
I know Liam.
Yeah. And me and him, we joined the army. So basically the band stopped. And then...
How long did you guys serve for?
Liam did, pretty sure he did 5 years in the engineers full time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I joined the reserves, and I was in that for like 6 years.
Does it count?
I don't know. I don't know the anything about count? The art and the military. So.
Does it count?
I don't know.
Did you
you still do serve? All your kapuka and all that sort of stuff?
You don't do it as full on as the full time would do, obviously. But
you went overseas, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, if there's a war, they're going to call you before me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sweet then.
I hope so.
I'm really glad you did that. I want to be able to do a push up test.
Depends on more how annoying you are that week, I suppose.
So what did you do overseas?
When the full timers don't want to do a certain job, or they don't need full timers to do it, like peacekeeping, they call the reserves up and we basically become like contracted to do full time work.
Where did you go?
East Timor.
But so it's kind of like mercenary work.
It sounds like it, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. You get contracted to just go and shoot some motherfucker.
And what was going on in East Timor?
It was just peacekeeping. It was just like nothing. Like,
just locals?
Yeah, it was locals.
What does peacekeeping entail?
Yeah.
Playing cards?
Everyone hug.
Yeah.
Like, I think I saw,
come on, guys, time for the 12 p.m. hug.
You dancing.
Yeah, that was...
With a gun or something?
It's a bit of downtime. But the country used to be like in the shit. And then by the time I was there, it was calming down heaps. And so it was basically like a paid holiday.
Yeah,
but
right.
We, you know, some shit happened. Some people got fucked up from it, like mentally.
Did you see any of that?
Like, there's some, you know, I don't know. I can't even remember half of it. It's just so random. Like, I don't know, a couple of friends were involved in some stabbings and, I don't know. Same as being here, really.
But. Sounds like Mount Druitt.
Yeah.
I was going to say, sounds like Tookley.
Yeah. That's probably it, yeah. And then one soldier died, but that was sad. That was just like a car accident. His name was Beau Pridue. I didn't know him very well.
That's not good.
But that was all good. Had a good trip.
How long were you over there for?
That was 8 months, and you get like a 2-week break.
To do what?
Come back home and...
Okay.
On a 2-week break, just go walk the house.
That's
it, yeah.
Visit the nightlife.
There's a market 8 villages
yeah.
over.
Yeah. It's a nice hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
We'll go and visit the one pool. So when you came back, did you jump straight back into music?
I wanted to. I wanted to even buy a studio. That was kind of the dream. Like, I knew music was my thing, but I just didn't go through with it. I think because I was traveling and just lost my way. And then, basically, like, I got back and then, like, 3 years pass. And I'm like, okay, I really want to get the band back together. And the old members, the drummer Adam and the old vocalist Scotty, they weren't able to come to practices or what I wanted. Like, I really wanted to like have gigs and stuff, and I don't think they were really keen on that. And I just kind of got a bit frustrated and just thought, nah, I'm gonna try and make it happen. I'll just see what happens.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
That's why we call Matt Rocksteady, because he's the only, like, he's the one that's always, always doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the rest of us
don't
definitely...
rocks do nothing.
No, yeah, that's what I thought. And that's what I thought I did.
Well, same. He's always the one that pushes everybody else to make sure they're doing the job.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason we got along so well.
Yeah, so do you reckon, like, you were the forefront of the reuniting of the band?
Definitely reuniting it, yeah. It was I just basically spoke to a friend who said, "Do you know a drummer?" And he was like, "I totally know a drummer." And I was like, "Oh yeah." And
love when that happens.
What's your drummer's name?
His name is James. I always get the two mixed up. It's Josh.
Josh,
shout out to Josh.
Thanks for not coming.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Lazy bug.
What are you doing sitting at home?
But yeah, I got together with Josh and we had a jam and he loved the songs and and then we just basically jammed out the songs and talked about what we want to do. Do we want to do something else? And then we're like, no, let's do Path of Victory. Let's get a couple of the old songs and write some new ones. And yeah,
how do you convince the other guys to go? It was just you and Josh.
It was me, Josh, and Liam. I called Liam up and got him involved. He was keen. And then we all started making it happen. And then we're like, well, we're going to need a vocalist and got to get someone who's keen as us and wants to do it. And on the day I was...
Can you shut that door?
On the day of...
fucking bird.
I didn't even notice it.
Don't even talk to me about that fucking bird.
Every time it sees Marty, it just goes straight for his throat.
I nearly punched a mid-flight the other day.
It's everyone, though. He pretends to be nice.
Ardra Street.
He pretends to be nice, and he'll come up your shoulder and be like, oh, hello.
Yeah, just grabs hold of your throat. But anyway, sorry to interrupt you.
Fucking bird, Jesus.
Yeah.
Bird's a cunt. Can I say cunt?
Yeah, exactly.
You did.
Just a
can I say it again? I'm a bank that one though.
Yeah.
It might come in handy.
Two cunts per episode. Oh, sorry, it's gone now.
We're gonna have to beep one.
Just one of them.
Yours, mine were good.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. So get going. Liam. What's Liam do?
Yeah, Liam's the bass player.
Okay, so nothing.
Yeah, he
I'm a bass player.
Just for you turn his amp off, it doesn't make a difference.
No, yeah. But James Gregg, he's the vocalist. He's a brother in Lycanthrope. I don't know if you heard of them, but
yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Mm. They're pretty big at the moment for a local band, and they're brothers, the vocalist in that band. And he hit me up with his brother, so
just palmed him off.
Yeah,
try this guy.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't know. He must be good.
Yeah, so that happened pretty quick, and then we jammed for like a month and then recorded that.
What's that?
Yeah, what's that? You're there's pointing no, at something, but this no is video. Just...
There's no, oh, yeah. We got a video camera out, nothing with it, though.
Yeah, it's sitting there in the case.
It's the Path of Victory New Beginnings EP.
EP.
And where can we find that?
You can find that on bandcamp.com.
Sure.
For free download?
$5.
Yeah.
Path of Victory.
We got our own one for free, actually. We're going to get it signed. Basically, all you got to do to get a free album is and not pay $5 is start a record
start your
label.
Start your own podcast.
Start a podcast.
And people bring you shit.
Yeah, it's good.
Plan worked. Pack it up, boys.
Pack it up. Yep. All right, we're done with this.
Pack them up, boys.
Yeah, so, and this drops tomorrow, actually.
The CD?
Yeah.
No, that's been out since January.
Oh, well, what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's my, the band's gig. We've got a...
Band's gig?
The
most gigs are the band's gigs?
Yeah, we got a...
Wasn't it Is it some sort of launch or is it just a big gig?
Right, our information has been misread.
Yeah, I thought it was an EP launch.
Right? Nah,
Matt.
No, we did that ages ago, but it's just a headlining show for us.
So, I think I just made that
up. Is your first headlining show?
No, we headlined in Newcastle as well.
Oh, awesome.
Where is this gig?
This is at the Adjutant Court Hotel. Club Venom, it's called. Yeah.
Cool.
I know of Club Venom. Hmm. I know of it. I'm always scared too, like way too scared to go near it. Those chicks, they look like they can beat the fuck out of me. I'm going to buy you a drink. Boom!
Yeah, that's it.
It's right next to McDonald's, isn't it?
Yeah, you've probably been there.
Great place. Yeah, I go to Macca's all the time. Look at this. No video. I patted my belly.
So it's the 15th today, isn't it?
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when did Dark Souls 3 come out?
So tomorrow night, 16th of April.
Yeah, that's it.
What time are you on?
We start Sunday morning at 00:00.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Oh, cool. Nice. Well, we'll try and get this out before then.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, you can share.
We can probably
do a
quick edit tonight and just throw it up.
Yeah. I reckon.
Hmm.
You actually just paid.
Well, you will.
I was gonna say you just paid for the unlimited. We got a halt on our uploads on SoundCloud because we've uploaded too much.
Yeah, right.
Two podcasts.
I didn't know.
So we had to pay for the what's it, premium platinum.
But anyways,
the next one.
So midnight tomorrow night.
Yeah. Playing around 12. Doors open at 9.
You guys drink when you play?
We try not to, because
it's really hard.
Yeah, it gets messy.
Like, we always drink when we play, and it always turns out so.
We think we sound awesome.
Yeah.
It's really all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long's your set?
I don't know. I think it's probably half an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long of a set do you have? About half an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, like the band set, yeah, half an hour,
yeah, all original.
All the songs, yeah, original, yeah. We don't really do any covers yet. We
been mucking around with any covers.
Yeah, we tried to do one. I wasn't even sure what it was, but
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah,
I wasn't about to suggest that.
No Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I hope so. One day.
Yeah, well, I can see it working with you.
Trust me, it's fun. That was it was it Midnight Hour? The band that did the cover of Royals by Lord?
Yeah, I think that was them.
Yeah, that was
amazing.
That basically started my, like, I really want to do heavy covers of...
Like top 40
shit songs. Yeah.
Shit covers of shit songs.
Shit covers of, that's when we started shit covers of shit songs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and we stay true to our name. Yep.
Yeah. We haven't swayed in, like, at all. If anything, we've gotten worse.
Which means we've gotten better.
Although we have stopped for a while, so... Better, I guess?
Better again.
Yeah, because nothing's happened, which is better than something.
So where did you guys develop your sound around? Have you got, you know...
A lot of people say that we sound like Hatebreed and stuff like that.
Okay,
would you agree?
Like, oh, I reckon, yeah, definitely. Like,
is that your type of music?
Yeah, it's got that metalcore vibe. It's got, it's got a crossover of punk hardcore with the old songs, but the new songs have definitely got the metalcore vibe going on with, all sorts of influences coming in. But
I gave you guys a listen yesterday and today, and I thought you definitely sounded a lot like the Dead Walk.
The Dead Walk.
Because I had one of the albums forced upon me years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. I heard you guys, I was like, I don't mind this at all.
That's actually not a bad thing to say, because I used to listen to them heaps. So.
Oh, sweet. Your vocal has definitely got that tone down as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So, recording this EP.
Yeah.
Where'd you do that?
That was that, this guy down at ACP Studios down at Berkeleyvale, Jordan Crotty.
Yeah, I know Jordan.
Jordan.
From Man to Moon.
Yeah, Man to Moon.
Yeah.
Ooh, great awesome. Band, eh?
Yeah, we played with them a while ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were really good.
Before I joined?
No, you were there.
Was I?
Yeah, Newtown.
Remember that drunk? We drink yeah. when we play?
You remember that whole thing about drinking when we play?
Did we? Really?
Yeah, and last time we played in Newtown, Dan got his car stuck in the car park. Cause
he, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do remember that.
Car park shuts. You park at the train station there. Car park shuts at midnight. Dan went to pick up his car at like 1:30 or something.
That's right, he couldn't pick it up. So instead of doing what any rational person did,
he
went home.
He stayed in Newtown for like, 3 nights.
Yeah. He just crashed at a mate's place and got drunk for 3 days. Like, no, we can't pick it up now. 4 days from now is good.
Yeah, that's paying good for that.
It's basically tomorrow anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good way to do it.
How are you finding the local scene?
It's pretty... I don't know. I guess when you're younger, like, and you go on to shows and stuff, you're like, oh, this is awesome, you know, like, you've seen all these bands, and now that you're, like, older in your 20s, you're like, I don't know.
There isn't a bar here.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a bar?
Yeah, that's it. And it's like, it seems like it's dying, or it's dead, or it always was dead, but I don't know. Like,
I definitely remember being younger and when the hardcore scene first hit the map.
Yeah.
And you go to all these, you'd even go down the youth centre, you know, and watch these shows and stuff like that.
Well, that's pretty much where it was.
Yeah. It was, because no one would put these people on in a bar. Like, no way.
Yeah. They weren't allowed in. Like,
they're gonna like interrupt the footy. And
But I remember loving going to those shows and seeing the hardcore bands and like idolising these characters on stage and stuff like that. And then now I'm older, like if someone asked me to play at a PC Wesley, I'd tell them to get fucked. Like, well, you want to go and play to a bunch of 15-year-old dickheads?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Yeah. We're saying...
Mate, the groupies are illegal.
But can't drink and can't have sex.
Case closed.
Yeah, done. Finished.
We're saying yes to a lot of shows, though.
So on the EP, what's the second best song?
Second best song?
Yeah, because I think we're going to go for a break here. We'll put a bit of a bit of your second best song, and then we'll put your best song at the end.
All right, sweet. I reckon second best song going is probably Are You Listening?
Are you listening?
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Well, we'll stick that in there.
Yeah.
They'll probably stop listening by now anyway.
Yeah, we'll slip it in.
Hey, what's it about?
Are You Listening? That was written the night before a recording many years ago. We were like, oh, we need a song. And we're like, okay, let's just come up with some. Let's sing about like ex-girlfriends and like heartbreaking stuff. Like, I don't know, like, so a lot of lyrics about that sort of stuff. And they're like, fuck you, like I'm moving on sort of shit. So,
all right, well, cool. This is Are You Listening?
That was Are You Listening by Path of Victory.
That was not a sexy enough voice.
Yeah, you gotta be more enthusiastic. Yeah,
you gotta get right out of the phone like this.
Like, basically, just put the microphone in your throat.
That was Are You Listening by Path of Victory.
Oh, that's Paul. There we go. That was much better.
So, what were we going to talk about after that? We didn't even think that far. So, you're working at Woolworths now?
Yeah, Woolies.
Yeah.
The Woolies factory, how's that?
Not the actual Woolies. You can't see him behind the counter. He's not a checkout
chick. Nah, it's dead-end job. I hate it.
Hate it?
Yeah.
What's
your boss's name?
Yeah, you can't talk shit about your job.
I don't know. There are too many.
Oh. What's your immediate superior's name?
Yeah, I don't know. I avoid everyone.
Oh, okay.
What do you do there?
I just pick boxes.
What does that mean?
that like that one's good. Yeah. I don't that, like that one.
He stands in a room of boxes and he goes, "That's a box. That's a box.
That's
a box. That's a chicken. Get it out. That's a box.
That's definitely a box."
Yeah. Explain. Explain yourself.
All right. I pick up the box and I put it on a pallet. Then I pick up the other box. I put that one on the pallet.
Well, I kind of know what he's talking about because I've worked yeah. there for 6 months.
Sounds a lot like engineering.
Yeah.
Explain the earpiece thing that tells you what to
we
do.
We were talking about this earlier.
Long.
And then you get some freaking robot.
You can't just start a story with "and then."
And then.
So, you have an earpiece on.
Yeah.
And a microphone. Yeah. And what does that do?
Well, some animatronic lady or dude tells
androgynous
you,
voice.
Yeah. Tells you what to do. Like, pick up the box. And so I pick up the box. And then I tell the woman,
"Go to aisle Alpha Bravo."
Pick up the box.
Yeah. And that goes on for hours. And then I wrap up the pallet of boxes and then put it in its lane. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
Yeah. No, it's has the voice in the ear, like, ever tried to convince you it was God?
I think so.
Are you just, like, subliminal undertone message?
Like, tried to compel you to do something you wouldn't normally do?
Yeah.
Fart in the box.
It gets angry with me sometimes.
I remember when I was there.
Pick up that fucking box! You want to ask Susan in accounting out. You think she's pretty.
I remember when I was there, on day shift, there was a few people that thought they were hilarious and changed, like, their A and B when you say, or like, A and D, like, Alpha and
Delta.
Yeah.
Delta.
Yeah.
They changed that to, like, arsehole and dickhead.
Yeah, I don't know how they did
that. Arsehole, dickhead, 1, 2, 3.
I cannot say that for eternity.
Yeah,
that's
you're, like,
doing
so that
bad.
For 9 hours straight. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, people walk past me like, "Fuck, shit, shit, fuck." And like, what the fuck?
Oh, what are you saying? Numbers. Oh, you're just talking to your thing.
Yeah.
and it scores you like out of 100%, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's so gay.
Like afterwards?
Yeah, after you finish the job.
How do you find that out?
Oh, like, it tells you at the end. You say
when you
performance
clock out or something. Mm-hmm.
After your job, you just say performance, and it tells you how well you did.
This sounds like some Logan's Run shit.
It's
like some
dead. Is it basically just like a warehouse full of those business people with Bluetooth things on that think they're the shit?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Just driving around on forklifts.
No, what's worse, you're seeing the guy with the Bluetooth headset.
Oh, yeah.
But he's still holding his phone up to his chin, but like out like a plate.
Oh, yeah.
And talking. Oh, I hate those people. I hate them so much.
Like, I'm the shit and I'm rich, but I don't believe in splurging on the one with the microphone built in. But. My phone has a perfectly good one. Its earpiece isn't good enough, though. I don't need that.
Yeah, I want to hear it perfectly.
I need my sound in high def.
I would be totally down for the, like the job percentage, how well you did, if it was, like, real time.
Yeah.
Like they went, okay, you did the same thing last week. We're doing the same thing again. Last week, you did it in, like, you know, 4 hours, 30 minutes. And you got a timer there. Yeah. You're like, all right, I'm going to
Well, it's
do
never
it.
The same thing.
I'm going to...
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
No, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's just random. A store order or...
But if I had a time to beat every week, that'd make it interesting.
Yeah, I guess you can do it like that. You can be like, oh, I'm going to beat my percentage today, but...
Yeah,
I'm going to be the best me I can.
But there still is people, there still are just people just driving around like crazy, just, gotta beat my score.
Especially the new
100%, 100%.
The new people that turn up and they're like getting past you, like, oh, can I get past them? I've got to pick the boxes faster.
They,
like,
kind, of, they kind of make it out as if...
you're sitting there on a solid 30%. And
like, yeah, you can go as fast as you want, less for me to do.
Yeah. What's your best score?
I don't know, probably definitely didn't go over 100. I actually hurt my back because I was doing that.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like,
cause they
I was like, yeah, I'm a maniac. Maniac. And then I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm done.
They kind of make out as if you don't do well, then they're going to get rid of you or something.
That's it.
Or you don't get the shifts. And then you don't do well and they still give you the shifts.
Yeah.
And you're like,
they want you to do more.
Yeah, dickhead.
So you can go over 100.
Yeah.
You can go over 100%.
Yeah.
Is it like, either they average it out on your general performance?
What you should be doing.
All the jobs you do on the day. It's like, that first job you did 100%. The next job you did was 80%. So then it creeps down a bit.
And have you ever been called up to the boss's office for taking
not for a, percentage, but
no, for taking a break too long or taking a shit too long?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I've been in trouble a few times now.
Just doing a massive Boris Yeltsin.
Some dude came up to me once. He's like, "Oh, what's going on, mate? You're usually better than this. Your percentage is going down." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I've just got I've got the runs, mate." He's like, "Oh, well, thanks for working anyway."
Yeah, like you.
Anyone was getting an excuse to get out of work anytime. Like, you can always use that because no one's going to question it.
No one's going to check.
Your boss doesn't want to know. Oh, like,
what's the viscosity of
what's
this?
What's the viscosity of it? Like, how regular...
Can you give me a stool sample?
How long is each flow coming from? Like, I need to know or you're going to get in trouble.
If you check your forklift, there's some paper bags.
Yeah.
Your last job was 15 Katie Couric's.
I had a friend back in Foster, and her number one go-to for getting out of work was like, "I've got my period."
Because
she had a male manager, and basically you just call up and say, "Look,
I don't want to know about it."
Yeah, like you know, say like, "Oh, look, I can't come in. I've got," and he just go, "No, just don't. I'll get somebody in. I don't want to hear about it." Just don't.
Yeah, right.
So she had like four periods a month.
She got poor girl.
I've met a few of them.
It took a second to get through. That was good.
I know a few of them too. Let's move on.
Favorite TV show?
Oh jeez. I guess at the moment,
Gossip Girl.
Yeah. I used to like that.
Yeah, really?
I don't know.
What's just,
you don't know. Do you know?
I just watched it and I went, yes. Yes.
Sure.
It's good stuff. But I don't know. Favorite show is Vikings at the moment, I guess.
Vikings.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Everyone loves it. I think that's everyone's in between of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones isn't stopped. On. And then,
yeah, so you're like, "Oh, I've got to watch fucking Vikings."
I like it better, though, because the characters don't die.
Oh.
You're like, "Oh my God, he's going to die."
Where's the mystery? That's like reading the first Harry Potter book, and you're kind of like, "Is he going to die?" Of course he's not. There's seven other fucking books. Like,
or when you're watching a movie where, like, the start of the movie is a, like, voiceover of the main character.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That, you know, that
like, obviously,
if he's
like retelling
it,
the story after it, and then some people still sit there like, "Oh, I wonder if he dies. How is he gonna fucking tell the story?"
Unless it's
how
Morgan
they get
Freeman.
Him into the voiceover booth.
I think I've seen, one movie where that happened and the person actually died. I was like,
"Well,
yeah, well played." Someone had to do it eventually.
My name's Morgan Freeman, and I love the sound of my own voice.
I would do it.
There's
I
the chocolate.
That's
like
what
a
she
Twinkie.
Said.
Like a Twinkie.
Yes.
All right. So, favorite question to ask, which we've really only got to ask once, I think. But still my favorite. What's your most? Everyone's got one album that they've bought that they don't really want to talk about or tell anyone.
Your most embarrassing.
Your most embarrassing, like a song you put on. It could be a song you put on in the car to jam out to. No one knows, like Strawberry Kisses, or like, you know, what's like an album that you bought when you were really young that you wouldn't really own up to.
You don't seem
like
the
if you were
to
driving
be...
along jamming out, but came up to a red light, you'd change it.
But you don't seem like the type that would be embarrassed about that. You just embrace
I'm pretty, pretty open. But the two albums I ever bought was the Gorillaz.
That's not
Gorillaz. Embarrassing. That was Gorillaz, but the second one I got was Kylie Minogue.
Oh wow.
And I was like jamming to that in my like young childhood, and then I thought that was pretty embarrassing. But
which Kylie Minogue?
I don't know, I can't
remember.
Was
it the one where the video she looked like she had toilet paper on her head?
Yeah,
Lady Gaga
did it.
I had some embarrassing albums. I love embarrassing albums.
What was your most embarrassing album?
My very first...
I don't think you said that on this.
Haven't I? Oh, my very first album I ever bought was TLC.
Oh,
but
wow.
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Is that why you sing it so much?
Yeah, I still love
like
that song.
Anytime there's a guitar nearby, it's that song.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That and
put that down.
I think I went up for my 16th birthday. My mum got me the Hilary Duff album because I had the biggest crush on her. Hey,
like, and she bought you that album.
Yeah, because she knew that I just had the biggest boner for this chick.
Wow, well,
was a 16-year-old boner, like the one that done go away.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Good times.
Yeah, I used to listen to heaps
of weird shower gel that Christmas.
Yeah, conditioner, mate. Shower gel's got beads.
Even better.
I don't want to know your kinks, mate.
When did you start playing? I don't think it would be bringing back to real questions.
Back to serious.
What was the question again?
When did you start playing?
When? Probably when I was, I don't know, 14. Started picking up guitar, and actually the first band experience was a bunch of mates got together, started watching Van Halen videos, and we were like, yeah, let's start a band.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we just started some garage band where I was, like, pretending to be Slash, but playing, like, really bad riffs and... yeah.
What type of stuff
so
did...
So pretending to be Slash. I'm joking.
He's going to listen to this.
No, he isn't.
No, he isn't.
No one is.
He just woke up in the middle of his sleep. He's like... Someone's going to get it.
I feel like he's one of those guys. Like, someone said my name.
Yeah. I need to get paid.
What type of stuff did you start off playing when you started playing guitar?
I basically wrote like a punk song that turned into... I ripped off lyrics from Black Sabbath and wrote a punk song, and it was just really quite awful.
Sounds great. What was it about?
It was just like the lyrics from... one of the...
Was it about a deluded train?
It wasn't that one.
Mentally unstable locomotive.
Yeah.
Copyright, you know.
Yeah. Called it Born Without You. It was funny.
Oh.
But,
So have you got any more gigs planned after tomorrow?
After tomorrow, maybe Coffs Harbour. We're trying to set something up.
Coffs Harbour. Yeah, that's a big step for a local band.
Well, that's what it's like talking to people, trying to get shows organised. And
what's in Coffs Harbour?
There's a banana.
There's a harbour. Banana. At least we know this.
Yeah. Or what venue?
I don't know the venue, actually.
Just the banana. Going to play in front of the banana.
Yeah.
On it. That'd be fucking rad.
Yeah. You can go inside it. I've never been in, but I assume it's just facts
about
bananas.
That'd be a great film clip.
I have no idea. Right? Oh, yeah.
Well, what have we got here?
Yeah, we got a list
it's a piece of paper.
A list of
triggers.
Key questions. Don't say triggers, the feminists will die.
Oh, fuck, man. Been watching some of those feminist videos.
they are funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's not get too far into that. You'll lose 2% of viewers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll get some angry comments.
Can you read that? It's been sitting on the table for like a week.
Yeah, I can read it. Yeah, it's good.
Kind of water marked.
We got a note here. Crazy gig stories. Like, have you ever had a gig that just sticks out? Maybe like an old lady threw her panties on the stage.
Yeah.
You still keep it as a jumper.
I guess one of the most recent ones was kind of funny. Our drummer nearly died.
Oh,
nearly died. Yeah, right.
That's a great way to start a story. This right, each cool. funny story. Yeah, drummer almost so died.
Casual. I'm in.
Yeah.
So casual.
I'm in.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
Like it happens most Tuesdays.
I want to know how he almost died.
Well, he's I think he had like some sort of asthma like problem that we were aware of at that point. So we're playing.
Oh, he like had. Like an asthma attack or something.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what we thought it was, but we were playing our headline show.
I thought you were
going
to say, like, some cracker, like, threw a brick at him and...
Fucking thought it happened. But we were playing our headline show in Newcastle a while back, and we were halfway through our set, and about halfway through one of our songs, and he just started playing the wrong thing, and we turned around and looked at him, and we were like, what are you doing? And he just looked at us and then just done the cutthroat motion with his hand, and he's like, I can't breathe. And everyone's just kind of stopped, and yeah, it was this really awkward sort of thing. I've never really had that before, but he's all right. He's all healthy now.
Did you play it off? Like, it was part of the show.
I was trying so hard to just...
It's a new art form. Watch our drummer die.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, apart from that, not really, eh? Nothing really crazy.
No, like fan interaction or, like, you know, crowd.
No fights, no broken windows. No.
Oh, I guess back in the old days with that brawl band I was in, that Nicky Blood character, that guy. He was just...
Brawls.
Yeah, he was just so like aggressive and funny. I just loved watching him on stage.
Stinging
like,
everyone.
Like, yeah, he's like getting up in people's faces and like spitting on, not really spitting.
I hope you heard that.
Yeah. Someone just yelled out, fuck off.
If you didn't hear that, no. You
one
missed
of the,
out.
One of the mics could pick it up. We'll have to section it out later and just boost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to boost that and then repeat it like 1,000 times.
And there's your intro.
Fuck off. But yeah.
Right. What's your favourite gig you played? Can't be that one where he almost died.
No, probably the one most recently we played in Newcastle. That was a really good one. It's like for Battle of the Bands.
What do you play in Newcastle?
It's a place called Drone, and it's an all ages
Where's that?
Gig. It's on the main street. I'm not sure what that's called, but
like Newcastle Street.
Street. And yeah, that was cool because that was the first time since we released this EP and started playing that people were actually getting into it and.
Cool.
Mouthing the words and stuff, and that was cool. But
that's yeah. awesome that you got people mouthing
yeah.
the words. And
yeah,
shit.
That's awesome. That's always awesome. That
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
You guys can't get that from your covers.
No.
What's he singing?
I can't hear the words.
Turn on the radio.
Newcastle's still like a hive of hardcore music, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's still they just carrying that flame. They
it
really
seems
love
to
it.
Just have that. Vibe going on, doesn't it?
Which it's is
not
good.
Much of, more of a vibe other than that. Like in the daytime, it's like dead.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Right.
Newcastle's like a flat Sydney for tradies.
Yeah.
Like there's just not much going on there until at least 11:30, where everyone's on pingers, and there's at least 12 girls passed out in the gutter.
Yeah.
That's
good times.
Like that's each gutter.
Right? Yeah. It's not like you know.
Let's go there.
But my least favourite part of Newcastle was Fanny's.
Oh, man.
So I think it's called Argyle now.
It's called Argyle now, isn't
Pretty
it?
Sure, yes. The Argyle.
It sounds weird.
Like they're the only one. But I think their sales technique is just to leave this floor to be sticky. So once you get in, you've got a hard time getting out. Because it's just gross. We're not getting sponsored by them.
Or are we?
There's just trapdoors everywhere that lead to slippery dips that end up back at the bar.
I don't know. I've been there maybe 4 times and I got lost.
That sounds like
I'd
like
love
amazing.
To go to a place like that.
That sounds like an amazing place.
Reminds me of Woodport when your sweat sticks to the ceiling.
Oh. Yeah, Woodport, that's another place.
Yeah, you catch things off the lounge.
Why have we got pets? Why have we got pets written down? Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I got a... Little Pomeranian.
Oh, we don't care about that.
Yeah, that's just
when are you coming out of the closet?
Conversation points.
One day.
Pomeranian is a big statement.
It is. I've got it tattooed on me.
Aren't they expensive dogs?
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to show us.
Oh, is that? Oh.
We're getting a photo of that. Yeah, that, okay. That's the photo of the podcast.
That's the photo of
Foxy.
Foxy, yeah. I remember that dog. Yeah. I liked it much better than the other one.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure that thing's still fucking alive, too.
If anyone's asking, these guys are friends.
Oh, yeah.
We used to work together.
Yeah.
Go to school. Did we go to school together?
Oh, yeah. Different grades, though.
Yeah.
Wait, what school, though? You didn't go to Berkeley?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're in the same
year. Yous were in the same year, I'm pretty sure.
Because you guys are in the year below
us. That is Sean and Lynn.
You were in a year... higher than me. He was in a year below than me.
I was in Matt's year.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But anyway, there's
let's
the not,
age gap.
Let's not dwell on this because it's really fucking boring for everyone else.
Okay, we went to school together.
I don't know what they're talking about. I wasn't there.
Who does your promo?
Jesus, what's his name? Sorry, man. Forgot your name already. I'm bad like that. Is it on the CD here?
Old Mate. From Old Mate Records.
You
why do we call ourselves Old Mate Records?
Because we didn't think of that earlier.
Yeah.
And we paid for this one.
Well, now his last name's Waterman.
Okay.
Yeah. So, your EP looks really professionally done. Was that something that you guys were striving for or just something that happened?
We were arguing a lot about what we should do. It was like, should we use the old artwork, just get a quick copy out? Should we do a booklet with lyrics? And we thought, no, let's just put the money in, make it look legit, and let's have fun with it.
It looks legit.
Yeah.
And everything online I've seen looks proper legit, like proper kind of big hardcore band. They're probably supporting other big hardcore bands.
If you looked at it, you wouldn't think that.
The album artwork, the construction.
I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that you're not a legit
big band, but
hardcore band. But
you wouldn't expect it from a band that's just come out.
It makes you look a bit bigger than you are at the moment, which is awesome.
You'd think they might support big international acts.
Which is
it's the kind of album you'd see on a shelf. That's it. Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, hopefully they'll get you to the next step.
Who'd you go through for the album art?
Jack, this guy called Jack
Nicholson.
No, I think it's like actually.
Jack B. Nimble.
Jack Pallett. That's his name.
Jack Pallett.
And
you can find him on.
You can find him on his Facebook accounts. He does
his on his fat ass.
Doing graphic design.
Yeah.
Fucking Jack. Yeah. Wait, his last name's Pallett. He's Pallett. Like an artist Pallett.
Yeah.
That's very fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His Pallett Productions is his. His thing he's got going.
Is that like on Facebook?
You getting all tech savvy? You getting all tech savvy? Yeah, it's cool. Handle.
Yeah. I listened to a podcast a while ago. They said that word.
I think they normally use it for Twitter. What's your handle?
Yeah.
I'm at Steven.
I haven't gotten that far into it yet.
But yeah, that's very tech savvy. Well done, buddy.
I've got Facebook too.
I'm proud of you.
Looking at Facebook.
I said, Jack Pallett, look him up if you want to be.
Yeah, I poked him once.
Good artwork. Yeah,
absolutely.
It does it well.
I think I poked you.
Was I drunk?
Yeah.
Or maybe I just repressed it.
Yeah.
Normally happens with a good poking.
Anyways.
So what? Yeah. What,
let's not dwell.
What's your rig? What are you playing with?
I've got three rigs. I've got a Ashton, amp, a Marshall amp, and a recently just bought a Mesa Boogie.
Mesa Boogie. Yeah.
Sweet. It's fun to say.
Yeah. Awesome. That's fun to say.
God damn, that's fun to say.
That's what you want in an amp.
Yeah.
Fuck the sound quality.
Yeah.
Oh, the sound quality is pristine.
So what's it? I have no idea what that brand is.
Mesa Boogie.
No, I'm so ignorant to that. Does that come out like this
week?
You're
a shit musician.
I am. I really am.
Even I know that.
Nope. Sounds like a car stereo.
And I don't know what a handle actually is.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Do you just go straight into the amp, or you run through pedals?
Actually, it's all amp.
Yeah.
It's hard messing around with pedals.
I can hear the necks on
air. Well, I'm a bad musician. Yeah.
You see some dudes, they've got all the pedals in the world.
They've got the case, they open the case on stage, and can't do it.
Yeah, it drives my head crazy. I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
I think next door is like watching the footy or something like that.
I'm just hearing someone cheering and clapping.
Friday night, great night.
Sorry.
So other things that no one listening is going to care about.
Exactly.
All right. So guitars. What are you playing?
ESP. Just with AMG pickups. It's one of the basic ones. You'll see it like Macron Music or something, hanging on the wall. It's I like it though. It's really cool. It's kind of new to me, the whole like music scene and everything again, like, because we only just started this up late last year, and so like I'm only just getting back into the whole like guitars and everything. I'm making friends and learning the ropes all again. So
you just got the one guitar?
No, I've got three.
Yeah, what are the others?
A Jackson Dinky.
Yeah.
And the Les Paul Custom. Yeah.
A Les Paul Custom, yeah.
Is it, what's the other one? The fake one? The fake Les Paul Custom?
Epiphone,
that's it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the one everyone has.
It's a charlatan, big fat phony.
That's alright, I got a Tanglewood.
Hey guys!
I got a Tanglewood that looks. It's basically Les Paul, but it's Tanglewood, and I've never, like, I got a Gretsch Electromatic, which is my pride and joy. Which has been at your house for freaking ever. It's like, I love that guitar. It's a beautiful guitar. It's lovely to play and stuff like that.
I think that's after it lived at mine for some time.
Yeah, but my go-to is my Tanglewood.
Mm.
Plays like a dream. It's absolutely wonderful. It's got more of a Fender neck, more slight, more delicate easier to play, where I've always found Gibson necks to be more like trying to play a lump of wood, which you kind of are, really, but it's a very chunky neck. It's built for rock. It's built, built for power chords. It's built for
super heavy.
Yeah. It's built for that real...
solid sound.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
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 It's a solid feel for a solid sound.
I don't think you have to be, like... You don't have
matter
to have
of fact,
an
I've
actual
got it, yeah.
Les Paul to be there. Just play what makes you feel comfortable.
That's it.
Play what you get, what you want to sound out of.
That's it. Chunky and heavy, usually.
Chunky and heavy?
Mm.
Oh, and we're talking about Ibanez.
It comes down to the guitarist as well, though.
Yeah.
No. Where were you?
Did you find, from when you first started playing, your dinky, you said?
Was oh, yeah, guitar. The Jackson, yeah.
Yeah. Going from that to like stepping it up a notch
yeah.
in guitars, did you find you sounded like shit?
Because
I found that the higher quality guitars that I bought, the more I would notice my mistakes.
Yeah.
The sound quality changed. All right. Know, there's definitely something there.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It's not something I really thought about, actually. But I think definitely, yeah, that's a good point, though. Yeah. I don't know. I've never thought about it like that, actually.
Huh.
Have you... notice that heaps?
Like, yeah, absolutely. When I first bought my Gretsch, I was like, oh, I'm a pretty good guitarist. And then I remember playing, the first time I ever played on that, I thought I was terrible.
Yeah, right. Oh. Just because it was better, with better sound.
I've really never noticed that
with the Gretsch, though. I'm like a little bit, yeah, on other guitars, but it's pretty drastic on the
It's the
Gretsch.
Same with your Telly.
Yeah,
I can't play your Telly the way I can play my Tanglewood.
It shows detail a lot more.
That's the term I'm looking for. Yeah. Detail. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense if you're playing like completely different style guitars, I guess, maybe? Or are they...
The Telly's kind of standard, but it just shows everything that you're playing. It's just so raw and bare.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to...
Yeah. It's hard for
unless
me
you to notice know. It, I think it's hard to kind explain. Of explain.
Yeah. It's hard for me to know because I just use EMG pickups and I think that's really similar sound. Like I've got like two guitars, which one's really old, one's really new, but when I plug them both in, I can be like, wow, Jackson sounds really good today. And then...
Are you playing the Messy Boogie?
Yeah, and that just makes everything sound good.
The,
yeah.
the what?
The Messy Boogie.
No, but how much boogie does it have?
Yeah.
Mess of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's got your boogie channels.
It does.
What's your Marshall? What Marshall are you playing to?
Oh, man.
I know Marshall. That's the only reason.
It's a Marshall tube head I got from Macron Music. I thought it would make me sound awesome, but it didn't. But it's all right.
It's all right.
It does its job. It plays.
It does what it promised.
Yeah. Plays music. The funny thing is, when I got the Marshall head, my old Ashton head that I bought for $400... it sounds better than, like, the brand new store Marshall head. I was like, wow, okay.
I think it's a Marshall trait, though, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, their newer heads, their newer amps and stuff like that.
Mm.
Just don't have chops on their older.
Yeah.
But they're older. You have to play them with a lot of gain and, like, a lot louder for it to sound good.
Well, it's coming from expertise. Like, you had your Marshall rig for ages.
Yeah, and you have to play at full volume to get the full effect of a Marshall rig. Mm. If you're playing it kind of three quarter, like practice, you're kind of not getting it. And yeah,
she's saying it's really hard
to practice the Marshall rig because you can't. Yeah, you shouldn't practice it 100% all the time. And
I think it's more of a stadium amp.
Pretty much.
It's the head that sits on stage to play through the PA.
Yeah.
So you can crank it as much as you want and then control it outside.
Yeah, it sounds great when it's 100%, but yeah, if you're somewhere that you can't be 100%,
do you think it's got something to do with the temperature of the tube?
I think it's, something to do with the tube preamps and how hard you drive them. Don't know that much about them to really be able to comment on them, but...
I'm one of those guitarists that I play guitar, but I don't know anything about guitar.
I'm kind of the same.
Don't say that. I always look for you for information.
Like you're my go-to tech guy. I don't know. All my knobs on my amp up and be like, oh, I like that. I'm gonna get like white-out marker and put dots where the numbers go.
Yeah,
so
I know where
in
the
case
volume
I move
is,
them,
I
know
how to
is. Like make it not crap again. Because I don't know what these things mean.
Yeah, mid. What are you doing?
What was the last movie you saw?
At the theaters. Not just like theaters. Theaters. Not Netflix, that's boring.
It would probably be... Oh, I was going to say Star Wars.
No, tell us that.
I was going to say Star Wars, but it was Deadpool, and that was cool.
Oh, Deadpool, yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah,
such a good
that
movie.
Was good.
I loved it.
Yeah, I knew nothing about it before I went in and thought it was great.
No one could have played him better.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect fit.
He got a few awards recently for it, didn't he?
Oh, I don't keep up with that shit.
Well,
the main thing
well,
I saw about
them,
was Leo got an award, and I was upset about that because there's
no more memes.
Not just that, but there's so many movies that he should have got one for, and to give him one for one where he laid in the dirt for 2 hours and grunted.
Yeah,
come on!
It really seems like they just gave it to him.
They just handed it.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's asking for it.
It's pretty much a participation award.
Yeah,
like where you've been
we've
around
fucked with you long enough. Yeah. All right, joke's over.
Maybe that was the irony. They were like, oh, no, we're going to give it to you for, like, the worst movie. Here, have it.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that I'm not compelled to go see it. It's weird. I don't know.
We watched it totally legally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, it just wasn't that fast. It's a lot of grunting. I think you saw a whole, like, 4 minutes of Tom Hardy on screen, on screen, and he was totally better.
Yeah. I can imagine.
What else we got to talk about?
Not much. I think we've been going for like an hour, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've got heaps of content.
Yeah.
Have you done any busking?
No, never. I've never played covers and...
Well, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, let's...
Next question.
Got any party tricks?
Yes, the biggest party trick that I have is my leg trick.
He's taking off his
pants. Your what?
My leg trick.
What's your leg trick?
I can turn my feet around backwards.
Bullshit.
Again, you've probably seen it.
I can contest this.
Yeah.
Backwards.
We can't prove this on an audio recording.
Yeah,
but
maybe your reaction will be justified.
Okay, we'll have a look at this.
I've got to see this guy all the way around. Get your photo out. Get your phone out for a photo.
Oh, I don't know where my fucking phone is.
Oh my god! What the hell? Did you hear that? Oh my god!
Wait, hold on. I'll move the mic.
No, they're not sensitive. Oh, what? Oh! I know so many ballet dancers that would kill to have that. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, basically, he does this little warm-up twist with his ankle, and then just whips it around, and yet his foot's facing the opposite direction.
It's 180 degrees.
That is a disturbing image.
Have you ever used that to try and get out of a fine for parking in a disabled spot?
Did you try and use that to get out of the army?
No.
I think that would have got him into the army.
People love it though. Best reactions.
We're taking a photo of you
doing
like that as the cover photo for this podcast.
Yeah, why not?
Oh no, that and the Pomeranian tattoo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, doing that while showing the tattoo.
Yeah,
where
sure.
is the tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to show
it
right
say,
now.
They can't see. You can just
yeah,
say.
They can't. Yeah, show it to the microphone.
Right. No, I'll show you guys.
Screw them. I want to see.
Yeah, you got to see it.
Show it to the microphone.
It's on my ass.
Sean.
Yeah, I want to see the tattoo. That's a Pomeranian.
So pretty much
fuck those buff cunts with their wolves on their shoulders.
Yeah. You're going to be showing the tattoo on your arm and with your legs like the wrong way around.
Oh, I can't believe you can do that.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I guess we should wrap this up.
Yeah, what's the song that we're going to be playing at the end?
Song at the end is going to be Heart of War.
Heart of War. What was
Heart
that?
Of War.
What inspired that song?
Well, the vocalist, obviously after meeting us and jamming with us, we came up with some songs and he started writing lyrics, based basically off me and Liam's experience in the military, and he thought he wanted to go for a war vibe and sort of
Did you have any battle experience between the two of you?
Like Afghanistan shooting people?
No, like not any shooting, any yeah, type any of battle. Battle, like any.
Like it's a really bad game of Pokemon.
Yeah, plenty yeah, of that. Yeah.
Like pushies or.
Oh yeah, well, the military is full of like heaps of things that happen which make you like go through some traumatic experiences, whether if it's combat or not, and even sure. even when it's not combat, it's heaps of stressful situations and training, or maybe a friend or.
Did something. You have any rivals while you were in the military?
Not really. I was no. pretty good with everyone except for my sergeant at the end.
Kinda what was your sergeant me. Like?
He was just a typical army dude, and I was starting to get over it, so he was getting sick of my shit.
Oh, yeah. You were that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Fucking with his
aren't
chi.
You supposed to not like your sergeant? Isn't that kind of his job?
I think so, yeah.
You're not meant to like me, you're meant to respect me.
I did not respect his authority.
All right, so we'll lead out with Heart of War.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming, man.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a blast.
Yeah, I think pretty much the podcast will end here, but we'll just hang around, have a couple of drinks and yarn on.
Well, I got a fresh one poured, so I'm not going anywhere.
Thanks, Marty, for sitting in.
Yeah, cheers, Marty.
Yeah, should do it more often.
Oh, I'm pretty good sure value. That you'll be in a few more.
Yeah, our special guest.
Yeah,
if you
can be our Eugene Mervin.
Yeah, if you just show up.
Well, I'm kind of Lint's lift, so.
Yeah.
Well, what time is it now?
Oh, late.
It is 9:40 in the PM.
Well, Dan wanted to be a part of this, but he showed up at midday.
No, I got the job. Fuck you, Dan.
And then he sorry, left Dan. At like 3 or something.
You're out.
Well, I was here for less time. Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it.
Fucking nailed it.
Oh, everyone smile. We're doing selfies.
Oh, such a bad fucking photo.
But anyways, taking a selfie and we're saying catch you later.
Catch you later. Thanks for listening. If you've made it this far. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah. Watch it. Listen it again.
Listen to this song.
Tell your friends. Tell your mum. Tell your neighbour. Tell that guy that watched your dog when you're in Bali.
Tell your name.
Tune in next week.
Yeah. Tell your sister.
Yeah, we'll keep doing dog. This all night. All right, good night.
Bye.
Check your hunts.
Bye.
No, you hang up first.
Catch you later.
Tried to break us down, but we did not retreat. Corruption tried to lead us down the seven road of retreat. Your soldiers tried to break us down, but we did not retreat. Corruption tried to lead us down the seven road of retreat. You tried to take the light from us, but you did not succeed. We will get protection, it's out there to what you mean. You tried to take the light from us, but you did not succeed. We will get protection, it's out there to what you mean.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.